Hey folks, you're listening to the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie, episode 92.
Welcome to the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie. If you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or emergency medical professional who would like to improve your family relationships, your physical and mental health, and want to have success at work and at home, well, this show is for you. Welcome to the Get Balanced program. Let's get started.
Hey folks, this is Dr. Donnie and welcome to the Get Balanced podcast where I'm talking all about work-life balance. And you know, when I'm thinking about work-life balance, I've been involved in some sessions, different webinars lately, and there seems to be some perhaps different interpretations of what is work-life balance. And is balance actually something that people should strive for? And when it comes down to it, I think what it is that maybe we need some clarity on what work-life balance is and what it isn't. And so that's what this podcast is about. I'm going to talk to you about my belief and where I am in work-life balance and what it means to me, what it has meant to all of the thousands of people that have been through my workshops, what it has meant to them, and any new folks that will attend any of my meetings, webinars, live workshops, or coachings, or anything like that. It's to let's really get into what do we mean by work-life balance. And you know, whether, and I think the biggest thing about it is that let's not get caught up with the words work-life balance, whether it's balance, whether it's harmony, such as work-life harmony, whether it is work-life integration, whatever words we want to put on it, or title, if you will, let's get down into the details of it. What are we really talking about? So with that, I'll just cut to the chase with my definition of work-life balance, because I do use the term balance. And it is simply this. And my definition, as some of you know, is in the form of a question. It is, are your daily behaviors in alignment with your priorities in life? Think about that question for a moment. Are your daily behaviors in alignment with your priorities in life? And you know what? If they are, you are probably feeling pretty good. You probably feel balanced, for lack of a better term. And if you're not, if your behaviors are out of alignment with your priorities in life, you might not be feeling that well. You know? So when we think about it, though, let's get into maybe sometimes work-life balance, what it isn't. You know, it's not about how much time we spend at work, how much time we spend on a project, or how much time we spend with our family. It's not even about that, you know. It's not about how much time we sleep, except all these different things, they're small components that really they're involved in balance, but it's not just as clear cut as that. So I want to share with you a little bit about work-life balance in my research that was published a couple years ago, and the studies that I have done, where I'm at with the term work-life balance. Okay. So with that, there's another term out there that is a popular term called self-care. I use it myself. And sometimes self-care is not popular with certain industries and they don't like to use that word. You know, there are certain industries that like to use work-life balance and some that do not. You know, it's funny how, you know, we think we are all so different, yet we are all so much the same, very similar. So when we think about work-life balance for me and when I look at it, there are four components that my research models would lend an argument to, is that our health and wellness needs, aka self-care, they are foundational to being effective in other areas in our life, such as our career and our families. Now, when I say career, I don't mean short term. I mean sustainable effectiveness. So I don't mean short term effectiveness or short term success. I'm speaking about long term sustainable success. And work-life balance for me, you know, that definition, such as, are your daily behaviors in alignment with your priorities in life? It's about being having sustainable effectiveness and sustainable success in all the things that are important to you. That's why I call it the priorities in life. And I don't think there's anyone that can rebuke. There are the two universal priorities that humans seem to always have, and that is health. Because if we don't have our health, what do we have? Let's put that in practical terms. If you are working totally stressed out, you're climbing, whether it's the department ladder in firefighting or law enforcement, or perhaps it's the ladder of working to become a partner in law firm or accounting firm or something like that. If you're going so hard, so stressed out, feeling the signs of depression, you haven't taken care of your health and all of that, and you have a heart attack in your 50s once you made it to the top rung, is that success? Now, perhaps it is for some, but I believe for many, it is not. I do not believe that you look back and say that my life was successful if you have a major health crisis that could have been preventable or would be preventable if you balanced and had some healthy habits during that career, that path, that journey, right? So when I get into work-life balance, I'm talking about that sustainable success, and it begins, and the models are there, not just my model, but many models are out there now, that universal health and wellness needs. And when I talk about universal health and wellness needs, they typically can fall into four universal buckets, if you will. You have your physical health, right? No one knows more about physical health than my first responder friends out there, right? It's a grueling job. It's taxing. It's tough, right? But you have, you know, we human beings, we have a need for exercise. Now, I'm not talking about you have to go to a gym. I'm just talking up, moving around. Our bodies are meant to move. Our bodies are meant to work, right? Not work behind our computer 10, 12 hours a day. They weren't designed for that versus working our physical body. So we need that physical exercise component, part of that physical health. The one that ties so closely into that, of course, is our nutrition. How healthy are we eating? If you think about, we'll just use the American diet. If you think about the American diet, it is full of processed foods, high carbohydrates, high fructose corn syrup, sugars, etc. Those things, they don't come in the natural, right? Natural world, a lot of it. But that processing food versus eating more of that Mediterranean diet. The nuts, the legumes, the beans, the fish, all of that it's healthier. And of course, the science is there. It's healthier. It's healthier on our hearts, right? The number one disease, cardiovascular disease, preventable in most cases, right? So you have that exercise, you have that nutrition, we have that physical health need of nutrition. The other one is sleep. And for my first responder friends out there, sleep is challenging. For firefighters, it's not uncommon to go 24 hours and more, of course, your shift is 24 hours, with no sleep. You know, my son's a firefighter. You know, he stops over at the house after a shift or after he does a shift, then goes to the college for his paramedic class for an 8-hour lecture, comes over. I'm like, man, you don't look too good. Did you get any sleep on your shift? He's like, no, it was a busy night. You know, it's pushing, pushing, pushing. Some of it, it's inherent in the job. You're not going to get much sleep. For others, it can be having anxiety, having some other worries, and or just burning the candle at both ends and work so many hours that you aren't sleeping. But it is a physical need of ours. Okay, we're human. We have that need. You know, so you think of that physical need, that's one big bucket. And again, it's a personal choice, right? Are you going to meet that need? And you might say, no, you don't understand. You don't understand our department. You don't understand our firm. You don't understand our corporate environment. You don't understand our government environment, what have you, right? But perhaps, and I'm going to push it back on you, perhaps you don't understand. It is a personal choice. You are choosing to do these things. You are either choosing to exercise or you're choosing not to. You're choosing to eat healthy or you're choosing not to. But Dr. Donnie, I don't have time to eat healthy. Well, it's your choice of whether or not you're going to make the time. Dr. Donnie, I don't have time to exercise. You don't understand. I have to be at the office or my home office now with remote work. I got all these deadlines. I have all these things to do. I'm going to push it back on you. Perhaps you don't understand, if you're not a regular exerciser, the amount of energy from spillover, the spillover theory, right? The amount of energy that you get from physically exercising for 30 or 60 minutes. It doesn't deplete you of energy. It adds to your energy. It adds to your clarity of mind. It spills over into your psychological and emotional needs of that clarity, that peacefulness that you get. Right? So it's still a personal choice. And that's why I always attach my definition of work-life balance with priorities in life, because they are personal choices of what's going to get our time and our energy. Those are personal choices. So the next universal self-care / health and wellness need would be the psychological / emotional needs, right? What are we doing for that? You know, do we have a partner or spouse that we can talk to, or a great friend, just about things in life? Could be work, could be children, could be relationships, could be our health and wellness, whether we're exercising, whether we're not, you know, all those kind of things. You know, again, it's part of that health and wellness need. You know, do you talk to a coach, you know, life coach like me, or a culturally competent therapist? Right? If you're in a high stress career, such as firefighting, law enforcement, being an attorney, being an executive, you're in that high stress position. Do you have a mental health person that is culturally competent that you check in with? You know, part of that, like that preventive health measure, like we do with our annual physicals from our physical health perspective, we get annual physicals, right? What about the mental health physical? Do we do any checkups with that? If so, how often, right? Unfortunately, the way our culture works and the way things have been going is that we only go to the mental health or to another third party is when things are getting pretty darn bad, pretty difficult in our life. But I would encourage you, how about checking in with them well before that? Okay, another way, of course, is that psychological need, of course, is to perhaps in certain professions, you have the peer support with my firefighters and law enforcement folks, EMT, you know, using and engaging in peer support, a wonderful mechanism, a wonderful tool for working on that psychological health. Now, the third universal health piece would be your social health. Now, I know whether it's in a lot of industries that social health, you know, it's built into where you work a lot of times, right? To where, you know, that's usually not that difficult of a need to get met. And I think it's actually one of the easier ones. And then the fourth one is your spiritual health. You know, whether that is religion and you get it through prayer, or you get it through meditation, or a community of worshipers, or you are out on you go spend some time in nature, and you're connecting more from the spiritual world aspect, the universe, you know, and all of that. You know, it's a universal need, meaning, of course, it's a need that every human being requires in some form, the physical, the psychological, social, and spiritual, it's required no matter where you live on this earth. Doesn't matter if you're male or female. So when we look at these health and wellness needs, I ask you, are they priorities in your life? Oftentimes, what I find, the type A personality that it is, that goes for your firefighters, your law enforcement, your attorneys, your executives, your high achievers, and just about every profession, your doctors out there, your nurses, the high achievers in all of these professions, we need to understand is that you're trying to give, give, and give for some meaning out there that you choose to be meaningful, which I applaud. It's absolutely meaningful and needed and welcomed. But you keep pouring, burning the candle at both ends. And I like to use the term, you cannot pour from an empty cup. You must fill your cup first. And when I tell that to people and express that in my workshops, I get these looks on their faces. They're like, wait a minute, we're supposed to fill up our cup first? That sounds selfish. And I'm like, I get it. It does sound selfish to take time to exercise. It does sound selfish to take time to eat well, to pull away from your desk when you're working from home and eat a healthy meal down in your kitchen or in your sunroom and go out for a walk for 30 minutes. It sounds selfish, doesn't it? But remember, I'm not talking about short-term gain here, short-term effectiveness at work. I'm talking about long-term sustainable effectiveness in work, in your family relationships, and with your health and wellness, your vitality, right? All areas in your life is what I'm talking about, is to be satisfied and healthy in all those areas of your life. And folks, that is what I call work-life balance. Now, we can put whatever word you want to put on it, but work-life balance is about meeting our health and wellness needs, because those are the prerequisites of a balanced life. Because when we fill our cup first, when we meet our health and wellness needs, we now are more capable of being effective and successful in our career path and with those close family relationships. Because if you think about it, let's put context around this. How good are you if you are fighting with your spouse or significant other and then you head into work? Is it on your mind? Is it affecting your work? Is it affecting your energy? Now, some of you out there may be shaking your head, nope, I just leave it at home. But come on, look in the mirror. You know that's not really the truth. We bring that baggage with us. Now, something that is probably you're more in tune with, how much baggage do you bring home, right? How much of those stressors do you bring home? And then you take it out on your loved ones. You don't mean to. I know you don't mean to. You love them, but you're human, right? And we have that peace, right? If you recall, if you've been in my workshops or listened to me much, you know I'm talking about spillover here, spillover theory. What we do in one role in our life spills over into other roles, either positively or negatively. Now, if you think about positive spillover, I mentioned that a little bit earlier about how when we exercise, we get positive spillover into our psychological, emotional roles in life, our health, right? If we eat well, I joke around a lot of times in my workshops, my wife loves lunch, going out to lunch and things like that. And for me, it's about the worst thing that I could do, because if I eat anything of substantial size for lunch, it puts a drag on the whole afternoon. I'm slower in thought. I don't have the energy. It's a negative spillover for me, right? So one of the best things that I have found that we can do is to become self-aware of where spillover occurs in our life. Where is that negative spillover? If you're not exercising, what's happening? Where's it affecting you? If you're not eating healthy, where's it affecting you? If you're not sleeping, where's it affecting you? And to first become aware, where is that negative spillover? And then can you come up with some solutions, some ways to improve that negative? Can you turn it from a negative into a neutral or a neutral into a positive? Because also start focusing, be optimistic, right? Start focusing on that positive spillover. Where are things going right in your life? Where are you getting that positive spillover? Start digging into that. Dissect those successes you are having in life. Because oftentimes we spend a lot of time worrying and thinking about all the troubles we have. Versus if we take the optimistic perspective, right? And start looking at where are things going right in my life? Where am I having this positive spillover? How am I benefiting from it? How is my family benefiting from it? How are others, perhaps people I work with, benefiting from it? How do I keep it going? How do I maybe turn it up a notch, right? It's about that positive spillover. Becoming self-aware of that is so crucial. But I want to bring you back, though, into work-life balance. You know, are your daily behaviors in alignment with your priorities in life? If they're not, what are you going to do about it? What do you want to change? How do you change it? All of that. Because I do believe it's very, very important. We recognize that we have one life. And I'm not talking about our belief in a heaven or any other afterlife, if you will. I'm speaking about our lives, our journey on the earth as of today, January 19th, 2022. Right? You have one life. And the idea, though, is that if we really think about it, our future is like our next chapter in life. And here's the thing that I see a lot of times when I'm coaching folks, they're missing the ball sometimes on this, is that our future begins tomorrow. And it's all about, but the thing is that the only thing we can control is our present day. We are in it today. However, we can predict our future by choosing how we behave today. And I ask you, with that behavior, and you think about the future is, it's the next chapter in life. Are you holding the pen every single day and writing your future chapter in life? Or have you turned that pen over to someone else, and they are writing it? They are saying, you must do this, you must do that. You know, whether it's another person, whether it's an employer, whether it's a volunteer committee that you've joined, whatever it may be, have you turned that pen over to someone else to write your next chapter in life? Or do you want to grab that pen back and start writing your own chapter? What are your priorities in life? Who's important to you? What's important to you? And when you think about who's important to you and what's important to you, how have you prioritized them or those activities in your life? How have you failed to prioritize those activities? Because as you know, at the end of the day, words by saying, oh, this is a priority of mine, or my family's a priority of mine. Yet if you're never there, if you never make it to your children's events or anything like that, special moments, special events, your spouse's significant other, if you're not there for them, are they a priority? I can't answer that. Only you can. But I do know that it appears that when we humans get to the end of our life, as you've all heard it before, no one wishes that they would have put in those extra hours working. They generally always wish they had spent extra time with their family and close relationships. Now, the good news of all this is that you are in your journey. You are in the journey of life right now. You literally can make changes. You can start making changes towards better balance in life. It's beautiful. We all get to choose. That's a thing. We all get to decide what our priorities in life are. And when we look in the mirror, we can honestly say to ourselves, and it is I who gets to choose what my daily behaviors are going to be. So therefore, I ask you, are you going to align your daily behaviors with your priorities in life? And if so, I believe you will proceed through this journey of life with living little to no new regrets. Keep your priorities top of mind. Keep them front and center. What's important to you? Now, granted, these priorities ebb and flow. You know, there's times when, you know, we need to work our tails off. And then there's times when we need to focus on other priorities in life. It ebbs and flows. That's why we call it balance. Hey, folks, I'm Dr. Donnie Hutchinson. If you have a question on whether or not you are in balance, please go over to my website, www.donniehutchinson.com, and you will find a quiz on there, a little assessment, 10 questions to help give you an idea of whether or not you are in balance. And with that, I want to thank everyone that has been supporting this calling of mine of spreading the good news of work-life balance and self-care, you know, the health and wellness needs, because we are making differences out there. And there's nothing more meaningful in to me right now than the feedback that I get from all of you from my workshops is that, you know, it's amazing when someone comes up and says, you know what, I'm going home to be a better father and a better husband, or I'm going home and I'm changing the way I'm eating and I'm going to start exercising because I want to be around for my grandchildren. You know, whatever it may be, whatever motivates you, it's about, you know, rediscovering these priorities of life. They are your priorities. What do you want to focus your attention on, right? And then just go after and get it. Go get it done. All right, guys, that's it for today. I'm Dr. Donnie. If you have any questions or want to reach out to me personally, you can always email me, donnie@donniehutchinson.com. Thank you, folks. Have a great day. Hey, if you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or EMS professional who enjoys this podcast and would like some help with your work-life balance, you need to check out my Get Balanced program. Not sure if you are balanced or not? Join me over at DonnieHutchinson.com and take the quiz. Together, we are going to get you balanced.